For Red Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 44th International Film Festival of Rotterdam, and I'm joined by filmmaker Ismail Basbet, who is presenting his film Another Trip to the Moon here at the festival. Thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. It's my pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to get to talk to you, because I got a chance to watch this film, and it's an amazing experience. Very rarely do you get to watch such poetic features, and especially ones that work so well as they do in your film. But maybe you'd like to introduce our listeners to what your film is actually about.
Yeah, actually the film is about, you know, a woman, a story of a woman who has her confrontation with her own mother, which is a shaman, you know. But then the story is actually, that's only the first layers of the stories, right? The narrative stuff, you know, we have the characters that have a problem and everything. But then again, if you watch the film, I think it's not only about that. It's also about experience it, you know, the combination of West and East that I try to connect using my film. Mm. You know, that kind of communication I think is also important, because, you know, we have our own different cultures, and we also grew up with, me myself, you know, I grew up in Indonesia, which also, you know, is very East. Yeah. But, you know, we have an affection of the industrialization also, right?
Yes.
So we try to communicate with that. We try to see that and how to explore, you know, all the possibility using this medium, because film and arts actually give us the freedom to try to question one more time, right? And I think when it connects the audience, you know, it got selected in Rotterdam, of course, and it on the screening, I feel that the audience, I think, you know, have the feelings. Maybe with East cultures, they more into a feelings, but Western cultures into understanding. So I think if they combine this, you know, maybe I believe that, you know, maybe we can find more, a better way to understand each other. I don't know, you know, that's also one of the layers of the films. That's why this dreamy fantasy, because maybe at the moment that would be only a dream.
Yeah, I like what you said about feelings and understanding, but of course there's got to be challenges in making a film that has no dialogue and depends a lot on the physical nature of the performances of the actors.
Yes, of course. I decided to not using a dialogue, because, you know, a dialogue need to be presented using a languages, and everyone has their own languages, right? But with the body, with mind and the feelings, everyone has the same thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what is your race, what is your culture, what is your nationality, but I think we are all the same at that, you know, form of humanity, right?
Yeah.
That's why then I try to connect this, and when we do the development, and then we decide, okay, maybe it's better we using no dialogue for the film, because maybe it can, you know, it's also challenging, but it's also maybe it can connect to more people rather than, you know, using a dialogue and, you know, everyone has the same meaning of one thing, but, you know, using a body language, the feelings, the environment that we try to put on the films, maybe, you know, there will be a different experience between one to each other of the audience. That's also interesting too, you know.
But it works so well also because of the actors, like I said, and how did you cast it then, or did you kind of show them how to do it, or did they already have a background in this type of acting?
Yeah. One of the actors is actually quite, you know, one of the actors is quite famous now. She's like one of the upcoming actresses in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. But she is my friend, and the other actress also one of a friend of my friend. Mm-hmm. Before, usually I work with actress in my short film, it's need to take a long time to, you know, like a 6 or 8 months to develop the story with the actors. But for this film, I'm not really invest that a long of time to develop the characters, because I try to invite and, you know, collaborate with all of my friends in the film. So at least I have this connection already.
Yeah.
So I just need to, you know, to talk with them, to try to understand what is their feelings, what is their understanding of each characters, and we try to move based on that. So
right.
The script is actually there, But we try to elaborate it once again, because maybe, you know, if we use a different actor, the character will be slightly different also, right? It depends on who acts on your film. I try to connect that kind of personality on, you know, a personal touch of each actress on each character.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm trying, actually.
Yeah.
I specifically didn't use the word silent because it's not a silent movie. There's a lot of attention paid to the sound, and tying to that, there's the stunning visuals and images of, you know, the photography is absolutely wonderful. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about the actual technical side of the film and how you constructed that side of the film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At first, we we have this camera with Red Cam, right? We work with Red Cam. But then we also understand that Red Cam in 4K need a large of storage. And we don't have that. We don't have that, you know, much storage for our film. So we shoot it in digital, but actually the experience which the way we do it is more like on film, because, you know, only once for each shot, we take it only for 4 takes. That's maximum. We cannot do more because, you know, if we keep repeated, you know, retakes, you know, the storage will be, you know. But then, because we understand that at the pre-production, we try to, you know, to learn on the strong point of the camera, on, you know, visual, on the design and everything. So then we decide to use more the approach of a painting rather than a film. So in one frame, the audience can experience some things on the photography, you know, on the visual design, on the photography sides, but also, you know, there is something that's moving as a character. So we approach it more like when we paint a painting, you know.
Right. It makes the process very organic too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's really challenging, but of course, you know, well, all of them is grew up, almost all my friends grew up in Yogyakarta, which is also a city of culture in Indonesia, right? So it's not really that hard to try to connect them with other art forms. They're already there, they already knew that. So we just try, because we have no dialogue, we just try to use other art forms to help us telling the story and, you know, exploring the feeling. That's why we use like a painting as a reference. Also we use a little bit of dance with the choreography, you know, because okay, maybe there is one part of the film that maybe need to move more, right, to remark the scene. So we use a dance, something like that.
Would it be fair to call this film a meditative experience in your opinion? Because I was really drawn into it, and I found myself profoundly affected by the images and the action on screen.
Yeah, you know, usually, actually, you know, it's always, I try to be honest. That's the first things that I need to do, because I want to connect a lot of people, right? If I'm not honest with what I'm trying to do, I think, you know, my friend will have a feeling on it. So when I knew that I am honest enough to start, you know, to write or maybe to tell us the story or anything that I want to wait, or I need to make, then I start to, you know, to pick create a strategy. What is the best approach to telling this story or share this feeling? So each film, it's different. My film is, I think it's completely different, each other, you know. I never use the same approaches for one film. I always change it. I mean, this is actually my first feature, but I made like a couple of shorts before, and I try to always doing that. Because of what? Because I believe that that film is also a celebration of knowledge, right? It's not only about a business, it's not only about, you know, about artistic, you know. It's also about a knowledge. There is a knowledge, there is a 100 years past already for a film industry. I think it's better for me to try to, you know, to learn on that. And it's a piece that this film is one of that films that I experimenting with, you know. That's why it's also challenging to see that. I believe there will be a lot of interpretation among the audience and among my crew and maybe amongst everyone that connects with the film. But that's its life, actually, right? We have never we never have only one perspective in our life. And we will see what is happening if every perspective is there. And you are free to connect your own perspective on the film. If it's using like a dialogue, maybe it could be different. That's why I try to, you know, I try to explain it using a painting. In the painting, only one frame. But if you see the paintings, the same painting with me, maybe what we've got is different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, yeah, that yeah. kind of experience. It doesn't matter. It's not about the work is bad or not. You know, it's about the connection that we have. You know, we can stop in front of one painting and suddenly like, wow. But maybe because also this is our film, we have characters, we have a narrative that more or less we have something that I want to share with the audience, with the stories. So I try to elaborate everything.
Yeah.
And I really hope that the audience enjoy it. I mean, this kind of film is also, you know, challenging for the audience, right?
And actually, I would like to add to that a film like this, a film like your film, Another Trip to the Moon, enhances the collective experience of going to the cinema, which is wonderful. So I thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.